If you have ever been to Universal Studios in Florida, you've probably seen the Monster Cafe. It is one of the most immersive and well-themed restaurants in all of Universal, and features these life-size replicas of classic monsters like the Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon, and Frankenstein's Monster. One thing you probably don't know about, though, is that they have a very strange closing procedure at that restaurant. One that I'm pretty sure no other place you've been to does. At the end of the night, they drag out a large, locked steel icebox into the center of the restaurant. It's then left out overnight, and almost no one really knows why. No one except me, that is. Because one time, I spent the night in there. My vlogger friends and I were obsessed with that place. We loved it because it was one of those hidden gems in the park where you could potentially hide from the crowds and hang out in a really cool immersive landscape while having a few beers and shooting the shit. In fact, we enjoyed it so much that we decided during one Halloween Horror Nights trip that we were going to do something that no other vlogger had tried before. We were going to attempt to spend the night in there. We all figured it would be a great publicity stunt for our channels, and it would be perfect for the Halloween season, too. Plus, who doesn't want to spend the night in a theme park? At least that's what I used to think. So anyways, we arrived at Universal one night with a few small backpacks containing little pillows and enough snacks and water to sustain us for the evening. Lana, one of the girls that was with us, ran a YouTube channel called Go Disney Girl, where she mostly reviewed different new clothing and merchandise at the park. Todd, our other friend, a tall, skinny guy, who specialized in theme park pranks, had a real crush on her and made it really obvious, too. He kept on trying to tell her to pretend she was dating him for his video, so his subs would respect him more. But she wasn't having it. Then there was Freddy, a skater dude who had a channel focusing on special effects in the parks. And me, a guy with OCD just trying to get by in life without pointing out every time somebody switches soda brands or has a spot on their shirt. We were definitely a different sort of group, to say the least, and we were all on a bit of a wild streak, which is probably why we decided to do this stunt in the first place. The night was coming to an end, and we decided to post up inside the cafe for the last 10 minutes to get into our hiding spot. We quietly walked into the restaurant and headed straight over to this fake wall with a bunch of alien heads on it, over in the sci-fi themed area of the restaurant. Freddy, being a special effects minded guy, also packed a black sheet to cover us up in case any employee happened to randomly walk around and check over the back of the wall. Once the restaurant started closing up, it was really only about 45 minutes that we had to stay there while they completed their closing procedures. During that time, we overheard a manager speaking quietly to a subordinate, telling him it was his turn to unlock the door. The subordinate seemed wary of doing this until the manager ended up telling him if he wanted to get promoted, he would have to start taking ownership on this task. A few minutes later, we heard eager footsteps tromp out the front door of the restaurant and someone turn out the lights. Then we heard a beeping sound from outside the window. Suddenly, these metal covers lowered over all the windows and steel cages slid down covering the exit doors. Terrified, we got up to examine the situation. "They locked us in!" Lana yelled in a full-blown panic. The rest of us began to pace and look around trying to see if there were any other exits. Lana started crying and Freddy was really freaking out too. "Guys, this is what we wanted, right? We were gonna stay overnight anyways," Todd said as he pulled out his camera and began filming the space.
"This is like some bad creepypasta," Freddy noted matter-of-factly, pulling out his camera as well.
I started investigating the other end of the restaurant to see if all the exits were covered over there as well. The beeping sound that originated when they first locked the door continued to echo through the restaurant, and it got louder as I approached the other side. The large metal cooler I mentioned before sat in front of the registers at the front. It looked like it could have been a prop, but I definitely didn't remember it being out when the restaurant was open. I definitely thought it was weird, but kept on moving to check out the Frankenstein-themed area of the restaurant. All the windows in there were unfortunately shielded with steel covers as well. Why would they have a security system like this in here? I asked as I examined the room. I noticed this metal prop key that was on top of a medieval-looking fireplace, which had been slightly moved from when the restaurant was open. This was weird for a prop, because they're normally glued down and never moved. Then on closer inspection, I realized that the entire fireplace seemed like it was out of alignment. I grabbed the edge of it and, to my surprise, was able to slowly slide out that portion of the wall. A thick gas shot out as a stone staircase became visible from behind the fireplace. "What the hell is this, guys?" I yelled to the others as they ran over to see. We stood there silently gazing down the dimly lit stairway, which led into total darkness. Then the sound of boots began to clamp up the stairs. The four of us freaked out at that point, and even Todd lowered his camera, ready to run. Then, as swiftly and quietly as we could, we sprinted back over to the other side of the restaurant and hid behind the fake wall again. Something caught my eye as we were running through the restaurant, though, that caused me to freeze up. The exhibit where the creature from the Black Lagoon stood was empty. I then heard this mechanical noise coming from the Wolfman's exhibit. I looked as the glass cover was slowly sliding up into the ceiling and a thick gas flowed out from inside. What happened next, I still can't explain to this day. The Wolfman statue's eyes blinked, and his skin began to loosen up and appear more realistic. Then he took a step forward out of the exhibit, and I almost passed out from fear. Luckily, I somehow kept my composure and instantly grabbed the others, pulling them over to the hiding spot. We got down and crawled behind the wall as the sounds from another exhibit opening reverberated through the restaurant. The Wolfman let out this deep, guttural growl, and another creature joined in with a loud, piercing screech. We all laid down as low as we could and covered up with the blanket, trembling with fear. After a few minutes, I got the idea to use Lana's makeup mirror to peek out from around the side of the wall and see what was going on. When I stuck out the mirror, I witnessed the creature from the Black Lagoon, the Wolfman, Frankenstein's monster, and Dracula, all slowly making their way toward the cooler at the center of the restaurant. Dracula had a commanding presence over the others, and they gazed at him hungrily. He placed his hand on the metal cooler and unlatched it. He then gestured towards the others, giving them permission, and they voraciously dove in. It was filled with human body parts. They were likely tourists due to the fact that they had lanyards on and some of the torsos had Universal shirts on. The creatures ravaged the body parts, chewing and tearing ecstatically. All except for Dracula, that is, who took just one bloody finger from the box and began to lick it gingerly. He strolled around the restaurant, casually observing all the props and exhibits. I looked over as he put his hand on top of the Metaluna Mutant bust and shook his head sadly. Then he made his way over to the wall we were hiding behind and examined the different alien heads at the front of it. I pulled the makeup mirror back and hid it underneath the blanket. I tried to slip it into my pocket, but it connected with some change in there and made a slight clinking noise. This got Dracula's attention and caused him to walk around the wall and look over the top of it. He gazed down at the black sheet we were under, staring at it curiously. Unexpectedly, Todd grabbed the top of the sheet and jumped up, throwing it over Dracula's head. "Go!" he said, running past the disoriented monster. We all followed behind, even though we didn't know where to run. The other creatures barely even noticed us in their feeding frenzy, but once Dracula yelled for them to capture us, they quickly reacted. "The fireplace!" I said as I got in front of the others and turned the corner. We all quickly ran inside and I grabbed the key off the fireplace. Freddy and I then grabbed the wall and, as a last-ditch effort, pulled it shut. Lucky for us, the door automatically locked once it was closed. In total darkness, we walked down the steps into a concrete hallway with various dimly lit rooms on both sides. On the left-hand side, there was a room that had a giant, almost fish tank bubbling with water and a bunch of strange fish-looking creatures swimming around in it. Then on the right-hand side, there was a room with massive bags of blood hanging from the ceiling. We kept walking forward and quickly hid inside an office, which looked like it was owned by an old-fashioned movie producer. On the wall, there was a picture of Dracula and Frankenstein's monster, locked in cages, standing beside a very similar-looking Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff, the actors who played them in the movies. The actors analyzed them, possibly doing research for their roles. A bashing sound came from the top of the hallway, and we could tell the secret door had been broken down. We got out of the office and ran down the dark hall as fast as we could. Then we approached a fork in the hallway with two paths, one leading to the mummy and one leading to the horror makeup show. I looked down the hallway leading to the horror makeup show and heard something skittering on all fours towards us in the darkness. Terrified, I turned toward the mummy ride and started going that way instead. Out of nowhere from behind us, the wolfman pounced onto Lana. She screamed and struggled, but he clamped his jaws down onto her neck and she was done. I had no time to think about what had happened because the creature from the Black Lagoon was right on my tail as well. I took off down the hall and came to another stairway, realizing I had lost track of Todd and Freddy in the process. Not having really any other option, I hiked up the stairs and, to my surprise, the door slowly opened for me. I found myself standing face to face with a horrific mummy. It swung its arms at me and began to drool and bite at my neck. I reflexively dove underneath it and rolled past the door. It fell and tripped down the stairs and I closed it aside. After that, I was able to exit through the mummy ride and get out of the park. I went straight to the police who, of course, laughed my story off for weeks. One of them telling me, "Dracula doesn't exist, kid." Just mocking me. By the time I actually did convince them to go check out the restaurant, the whole thing had been cleaned up anyways, and there were really no witnesses, so nothing ever really happened with it. My friend's parents basically blamed me for the whole ordeal, considering they don't buy the monster story either. I still to this day wonder whose body parts those were in the cooler, and if my friends are alive, where they're being kept at. I'm appreciative that I made it out of the park that night, but I know I can never truly escape the events that took place. I had a great group of friends, and that's something in most cases really doesn't exist.